This is Naturally Healthy, a podcast from the Institute for Natural Medicine. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Now, if you're like me, you know you probably need to find a way to get your stress levels down. My doctor tells me all the time, suggesting meditation or exercise. But what if your doctor prescribed you time outside? There are thousands of studies showing that proximity to nature is critical to health and lifespan. That's just what Kurt Beal is doing with some of his patients, prescribing them time in nature, because it's just that important. He is a naturopathic physician and acupuncturist practicing in Oregon.
I grew up being a nature-loving kid. That was my favorite thing to do, just go out into the woods and play. It's part of the reason I became a naturopathic physician, so I could figure out how to incorporate those attitudes, those ideas of nature, and use that as part of the healing mechanism.
Kurt says naturopathic medicine spoke to him from the first time he heard about it, said it just made sense. He says one of the basic tenets of the field is that we need to be in touch with the natural world to achieve the best forms of healing. And like he mentioned, it's hard not to be outdoorsy when you live in such a beautiful place.
I'm really blessed. I live in the Mount Hood National Forest, about an hour east of Portland. Right now from my window, I'm looking out and I'm seeing 300-year-old old-growth fir trees and a nice stream that's a couple, probably about 20 yards away. I get to walk out my door and have nature therapy.
The idea of nature being medicinal isn't new and has been pretty well researched. It's good for physical health, mental well-being, emotional health, and social interactions. Kurt says basically every aspect of what it means to be a healthy human being is connected to the natural world.
All the way up to a public health level where we look at populations of people that are able to live in areas that are quote-unquote greener versus ones that are more built or urbanized. Across the board, at every condition that we look at, essentially, having more nature around is beneficial to the health, and the research just keeps coming.
But getting outside doesn't, well, come natural to everyone, which is why Kurt started playing with the idea of prescribing time outside to his patients.
Some people, yes, they need a physical piece of paper, and so I will write out, go to the park for half an hour, three times a week. For many other people, I just talk to them about, do you have a favorite place in nature? And just getting them talking about it is, oh yeah, I haven't been there in a while, I should go do that. And I say, yes, you should go do that. So it's just more of a verbal thing.
Now, prescribing nature doesn't necessarily mean loading up your car with camping gear or hiking a mountain. Sometimes it's just heading to the park in your neighborhood, taking a walk around your block, meditating for a few minutes on a bench. Kurt recommends finding a sit spot. Whether a park or a forest, find a spot that speaks to your heart. Visit during different times of the day and seasons to observe the changes. Write or draw your impressions in a notebook. Use this sit spot as a regular anchor place when you need to connect with nature. He's even done research on just how having some fresh flowers in your house can affect stress levels.
So half the participants had a vase of flowers in the room, the other half didn't, and their levels of stress were reduced, their mood after the stress tasks were improved, their blood pressure was lower, all by just having these flowers in the room. So that's something that's super simple.
Not a flower fan? How about throwing some nature-themed art on your walls?
There's a lot of really beautiful calendars that are super simple, national parks or something like that. One thing that I recommend to people a lot is to have printed up a picture of a favorite place in nature that they've been to, you know, with their family, you know, on a trip somewhere. They went to a national park or state park or something, and it's a really nice memory. You can print that out, and not only do you get the benefits of seeing that natural scene, but you get all the memories. And the positive emotions that come from that. Those things are measurable, and there's been a lot of research showing that these things have a significant personal impact on people. There's lots of different ways that we can get people exposed to nature.
Now, I know, it's difficult in our modern world to get outside. More people these days live in larger, dense cities. Screen time is a huge part of both our professional and social lives. I try to go on a lunchtime walk every day, and as I write this, I haven't done that today, or really at all this week.
And it really separates them from that connection, especially younger generations are just getting more and more time inside and less time outside. And that's a problem both for them from a health perspective, but on the grander scale, it also has implications environmentally. You know, we're going through a huge climate crisis right now, a lot of other environmental issues, and we need people to be engaged with those. And if somebody that doesn't have the experience of being outside, they just, you know, aren't getting out regularly the way that I know I did as a kid, they won't form those emotional attachments. They won't think that the environment is really that big a deal. And so who cares if it goes away? And that's a huge problem, not just for us, but for the whole planet. So there's a lot of reasons why I do these kind of things.
We head now to the other side of North America, in Toronto, Canada, with naturopathic doctor and author Cindy Gilbert. Much like Kurt, growing up in Ottawa, Cindy didn't think twice about the nature that surrounded her. It was the norm. But moving to a medium-sized city in China made her miss what she took granted for all those years.
I scheduled in time for this piece because it became clear to me how it was just as important as the food that I ate and how much water I drank and how much exercise I got during the day, that it was like a foundational piece of my health.
Now, as a naturopathic doctor, Cindy says she focuses a lot on the intersection of mental health and nature. She cites research that shows when you take away nature from people, life expectancy is decreased. They're more at risk for heart attacks, for asthma, and other respiratory conditions. But just being able to go back outside, in greenery, you see heart rates decrease, blood pressure decrease, and stress markers in terms of hormones like cortisol decreasing.
There is a lot of research on immune system supports and benefits to the immune system and chemical messengers involved in immunity and fighting diseases, and a ton of research specifically on children and behavior and things like attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and improvements in the ways that kids work together and cooperate and access creativity and cooperation in natural settings. And then lastly, there's like a whole chunk of research in terms of the impacts on natural settings for some of our older members of our population in the elderly, and especially those living in community care settings, and how it increases their resilience and provides some protection against cognitive decline or dementia. We could see this way that nature, it shows us how important nature exposure is to every aspect of our health.
And again, the nature here doesn't mean you're physically active. Cindy says it's actually more about just being in that space.
Your activity in nature or forest bathing or park bathing, as the case may be, so that you use your eyes and look around you and just notice all the different shades of greens or other colors that you can see, that you listen. You know, listen for, maybe you're listening at the sounds of traffic and that's okay, but maybe you can listen past that to the sound of leaves rustling, or maybe there's a bird singing or calling out in the distance. And, you know, even noticing the texture, whether you are like touching tree bark or another plant material, to notice the texture of things or how things feel. And this way we're bringing, you know, that presence into our bodies. You can kind of notice the taste in the air. Hopefully it's not too smoggy wherever you are. And just kind of do what those of us who grew up with a lot of winter and snow do, you know, open your mouth and let snowflakes fall onto it or let the rain fall down. And just kind of enjoy that playfulness of being in nature.
Now, not wanting to spend time outside isn't the only barrier to forest bathing and nature therapy. A good chunk of Cindy's work focuses on how people of diverse backgrounds and incomes can find solace in nature, and how those populations experience being outside differently.
I also work with a lot of folks who are homeless. One thing is that this has even been heightened actually over the past year, is that a lot of people experiencing homelessness have a different relationship to public space because they may have lived in public spaces in tents, which, you know, may not be a safe or a healing space for them to be in a public park if they've had to live there. And this is why individualizing it and thinking through all those pieces about somebody's social location is so important. You know, how do we increase access? How do we redesign our cities? How do we enable nature to be a safe place? How do we make sure that folks of color are not harassed in public natural settings?
This work also focuses on land reclamation and healing the wounds of colonization.
We talk about it as though it's like something that's outside of us or that's separate from us as city dwellers, say. But we are a part of nature. And for many people, unfortunately, that connection to land has been severed either through land dispossession or through histories of slavery and residential schools for Indigenous peoples across North America and other places in the world. And, you know, when there is this disrupted relationship to nature, there is also a potential for healing as we engage in that work or we find our location. And for me, as a settler in North America, you know, it's very important to me to acknowledge the land that I'm on and the histories of the people that are here.
Everyone's relationship to nature is different. Whether you're heading out into the great outdoors or bringing the forest into your home. In the end, maybe you're not the outdoorsiest person, but you probably go outside at least once a day. Why not make the most of it? And hey, you might have a good influence right by your feet.
And then, of course, I've got my wonderful four-legged companion here right next to me, and we take him to the dog park pretty regularly because that's a form of nature therapy too, isn't it, buddy?
Thanks for being with us today. Check out the Institute for Natural Medicine's website at naturemed.org for more information on nature bathing and how to get the most out of your time in nature. This is Naturally Healthy, a podcast from the Institute for Natural Medicine.